This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Pine Gulch fire continues to burn near Grand Junction. Rocky Mountain Incident Management spokesperson Rhonda Schulting says it more than doubled in size since yesterday.
We have a new acreage total of 9,210 acres. We had containment last night, about 5%, but we don't know what that is right now. We haven't been able to come up with a number at this point on containment.
The fire began last week when lightning struck some dry brush. Officials expect it to continue to grow and spread through Garfield and Mesa counties, but hope to keep its size under 15,000 acres. Colorado's new emergency housing fund is already in high demand. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
It's been less than 3 weeks since Colorado launched an emergency fund to help with rent and mortgage payments. The program has $20 million in total funding, and it's already paid out $3 million to individuals. More than $2 million in other applications are pending, too. The money comes from the Federal CARES Act, but it was set aside for housing assistance by state lawmakers. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Aurora's new police chief fired an officer yesterday for intoxication on the job. The incident with Officer Javen Harper happened last year when a supervisor smelled alcohol on his breath. An investigation found Harper violated three department directives. Chief Vanessa Wilson made the decision to fire the officer, saying transparency in misconduct is paramount to rebuild community trust. It is 87 degrees and fair in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.